A radio ministry prepares for outreach in an Islamic republic. There's been another assault on believers by Muslims in Bangladesh. And a chess club ministry makes a difference in a Peruvian prison. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Norm Nelson of Compassion Radio is taking his fifth trip to an Islamic Republic for several weeks in July. Nelson's traveling as an ambassador of hope.
I think that there is evidence of the power of Christianity at its highest level in these parts of the world. And when Westerners have the opportunity or take the opportunity to travel to places like that, they get a sense of the power of the gospel that they simply do not get in the Western world.
Less than 0.5% of the people there are Christians, and those Christian groups are closely monitored. But Nelson says God is really building the church there.
When we show up in countries where being a Christian is very difficult, where persecution is going on, the saints are encouraged. They realize that they are not forgotten and that they have spiritual brothers and sisters in other parts of the world that know that they exist, that stand with them in a supportive way and are praying for them.
Next, Compass Direct reports that Muslims savagely beat 10 Christian converts in northern Bangladesh and attempted to kick them out of the village. Police rejected the Christians' attempt to file a complaint, instead threatening to arrest them for converting Muslims. The attack came after a baptism at a local river weeks earlier. Within days, authorities at the mosque banned Christians from using the village's only source of potable water. Pray that they'll maintain their testimony. You're listening to Mission Network News. Native American youth long to win their friends for Christ, but as MNN's Joel Hill explains, they face spiritual battles unique to their culture. He reports from the Warrior Leadership Summit.
Natalie is the only believer in her family after she was transformed at the Warrior Leadership Summit sponsored by Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. But the powers of darkness didn't surrender quickly.
I used to go to Sunday school. However, I was brought up with the Navajo and Hopi practices of my people. You know, witchcraft was even involved with that.
Natalie says Christ delivered her from spiritism and gave her hope.
I see that hope is now being spread across the world, especially in Native country, across the U.S. and Canada, including Alaska. I see an awakening and hearts are softening for a lot of Native people. I see a lot of misconceptions that Native America has been brought up with as far as Jesus being a white man's God. I see that just slowly breaking down.
Pray for Natalie and others as they return home to share their faith. I'm Joel Hill for Mission Network News in Roche, Missouri.
Next, a team of 11, including an American pastor and his college-aged son, took the Jesus film to the bush of Cameroon. Steve Krogh, pastor of Grace Community Church in West Michigan, and his son Derek visited three villages. The first village had heard the gospel, but according to Derek, the second village was different.
Without doubt, they've never heard it before. They are pretty much in awe of seeing the video for the first time, and they were very contemplative about what they were seeing. I got the impression that there's going to be the elder men huddle. They're going to talk this over and make a decision.
Steve says the third village responded positively, too. He thinks he knows why the third world responds the way it does.
It's their culture. It's people on sleeping on the ground on dirt floors and very down to earth. And so I think they identify with Jesus as he's walking around. As Americans, we watch the film and go, oh, it's interesting, and that's how they lived way back then. These people watch the movie and they go, that's us.
And through one of Central Peru's highest security prisons, an SIM missionary and his Peruvian co-worker are seeing God at work through a chess club and Bible study. There are 5 new believers and others are growing in their faith. Once a prisoner attends 3 Bible studies, he gets a small New Testament, and after 10 times, he gets a Spanish Bible. The ministry has been well received. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devin Webb's CD, The Path, songs we hope will help you in your walk with God in the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devin Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.